Welcome to an incomplete guide to personal growth. We invite you to take a breath and take a listen to our podcast that explores the wonder, humor, challenges, and sometimes those self-inflicted wounds on the journey of personal growth.
Our weekly podcast conversations include stories, resources, and tools that you can incorporate into your daily life. We're the mother-daughter duo of Sydney West
and Kelly Arundel.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Sydney.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Things are, yeah.
Yeah.
Good day. Good
yes.
day.
I
got Donny Osmond tickets.
Yes. I love it. My only ever real memory of him, I think Donny Osmond, I'm like, oh, Joseph in the Technicolor.
Well, yeah, he did play that. Yeah.
Because that was the movie version that we always watched at home.
And they called it Puppy Love.
Oh,
and
that one
yes,
too. Okay.
My grandmother used to love, Donny and Marie Osmond had a TV show, kind of like a variety thing, and she used to love that. She loved them. But anyway, so I go to get tickets, and I had it in an alarm set in my phone so that I could get on right away, get the tickets and
get it.
You know, it was at 10 o'clock, whatever morning it was. And as luck would have it.
Oh, we happened to be over.
You were over and we'd gone to the park with Charles. And it went off and I thought, that's okay. When I get home, I can do this. He'll have lunch. Well, it turned
into
that. You
always forget.
Yes, it turned into late afternoon. I got online. And this is at the Tobin Center in San Antonio. And going through them, there was no regular seats left. It was like these high-end, right up there.
Who knew?
VIP one and twos, you know? And I was like,
now you got to spend all that money to see
your
Donny
Osmond. Because, you know.
You got to.
Never did see him growing up, right? Yeah. Toward the end here. So,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know how it's his Vegas show. So anyway.
That'll be good. It'll be awesome.
So if Dad's out of town, guess who's having to go with me.
That's okay.
I'll play all the songs so you'll
perfect.
You'll be
so
able
I'll know
to
what
sing
I'm doing.
With me.
Yes. That's so fun. I know. It's like
I just blame Charles for my expense.
I mean, I just didn't know there were that many Donny Osmond fans. Like, they just come out of the woodwork, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. They're ever. Yeah,
that's
it'll
just
be an
hilarious.
Interesting crowd. Oh, he's good.
Oh, no, I know he's good. It's just funny.
I know
it's like
it is.
To be
that,
also
that, many
that like, within a
just
day.
Like that. It
like,
wasn't, it was within
less
than
a
day, because it was that afternoon.
Yeah.
Or early evening,
that's
I guess.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, we'll begin to see him soon.
It's not till August, but hey,
yeah,
I'm
still
excited.
Excited. Yeah. That's so good. Oh,
got
my gosh.
Got a calendar.
Okay, so we just kind of had our segments on like laughter, and then we had the interview with
Lisa.
Yes, with Lisa, which was awesome. So kind of going off of that is our next topic, which is joy. Uh-huh. And I kind of want to define from the very beginning the difference between happiness and joy, because it is different. Do you want, I say what I found first?
See what you found.
So what I found is happiness is a state of being over time. So it's like a longer breath,
Right.
Joy is something that you feel in the moment. You have to be very present for it. Like joy isn't like, you know, people don't ask, oh, are you joyful? That's more of like a instantaneous thing. They ask, oh, are you feeling happy? And you can think about a long stretch of time and compare. So joy is about a state of being in that moment and being happy tends to be this long period. That's what I found.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's kind of what I've seen, what I've read about too.
And
one can play into the other.
Yeah.
Joy can,
Yes, they can. And they found, I forget what article this was from, but asking the question, are you happy? Answering that can sometimes be easier than what brings you joy.
Joy. Yeah.
It's like, happy is kind of easier to answer because you think, oh, over the long term, I'm pretty happy. Like, I'm happy with my life.
I'm a happy person.
What brings you joy?
That raised a question for me, too, to think about.
Yes. So that's what I found the difference. I want to define that first, and then we can get into.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what I found. And one of the questions I had is, and we can get into this, mm-hmm. is joy less materialistic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not quite as tangible, you mm-hmm. know?
Like, yeah, it's not as
tangible. Did you get a raise? Yeah, I did. I was so happy to be, mm-hmm. I was so happy. You know, yeah. And because that's an extended thing, I think. Because I was thinking way back when I was first starting in San Angelo mm-hmm. working, and it was hard. I don't, or even in my younger years, yeah. I don't remember thinking about joy.
No.
I was aiming for happy.
Yeah. Because you're trying to...
And happy is what you reach out for. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got to, you know, I was... Didn't have a lot of friends there. It was wasn't a singles person town. Mm-hmm. But, and so I would look for things that would make me happy mm-hmm. for an extended period or looking. And that was a different thing. Yeah.
And I think when you're younger, it is more focused on happy because mm-hmm. you don't, like, you get out of college and you're like, well,
here I am, world. Here I am. You know, you're
and you're
ready
just
to
trying
go.
To, like, sustain yourself.
Yes.
So in that instance, you're trying. And then I feel like once you have that base, and sometimes you can get joy a little easier. But you're supposed, I think you have to be able to find joy all the time. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about, I'm sure.
I think so.
Finding it all the time, no matter what situation you're in.
That's what I've kind of discovered. Mm-hmm.
I have another quick comment on joy. So it was ninth grade. I can't remember her name, but I can picture my English teacher perfectly from Carterville High School.
Uh-huh.
And we had to do a research paper, which was honestly the most, biggest pain of a project.
Yes.
But it is how I did research papers through college mm-hmm. because she started us out finding sources, knowing if they were, you know, what are they even called? But like true, like sources,
legitimate
like finding if they were legitimate sources, if they were like, first, I don't know. I forget what the categories are. But it's like you have somebody that did the research. They have somebody who talked about it. And that's another type of source. But anyway,
you get
all your sources. Mm-hmm. You make your bibliography. Then you like start kind of putting your paragraphs together. Then how do you structure your argument? Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like it was the most like pain, but the best thing to do. And we all had to, like everybody had a word. Their research
was
paper.
Joy.
Yes.
Did you find that? I think I gave it back to you because I found
sure
it.
We
saved
it
because
somewhere.
It was such a pain.
It was such a pain.
And I think
I'm sure I have it somewhere, honestly, in all my papers.
Funny to look at.
I know. But yes, my research was
we
on
might
joy.
Talk that next week.
Yes, I might have to bring it
if
out
I find
next
it.
Week. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I remember.
And it was on joy. I can't remember anything that I wrote about it. I just know it was a pain in the butt. And my paper was on joy. So anyway.
So she just wrote it, but she never read it.
I didn't know. No, I don't remember anything about it.
I'm going to look, I think I gave it. I know we saved it because it was such a pain to
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
In the end,
yes, in the end, it was good. It was really good.
That
was great. Now we can go into joy.
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to start with defining maybe what joy is to you or kind of like what you found out about joy.
Right. Joy, and we're going to, just to give you all a preview, we're going to talk about joy, and then we're going to talk about sorrow and joy.
Yeah.
But to me, and I was, as I was thinking about this in the, you know, over the coming last few mm-hmm. week or whatever, I would think about joy, and I would think about an instance, and I would just smile, and I could feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Everything I've seen or how people try to define it, it is a moment.
Yeah.
It's often a connection with something.
Yeah.
Or someone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's when you go outside and sometimes you just feel that breeze and there's some crispness or freshness to it and you just go,
mm-hmm.
And there's a moment of joy.
Yes.
Or, you know, encountering somebody.
And I've there was the research paper that you sent, and we'll link it.
Yeah, I'll link that.
But in that research paper, it talked about how they found joy, because they were literally researching joy.
Yeah.
Like, literally, just what it is.
Because there's not a lot on it.
Yeah, there's not much on it. Joy, that they found from questionnaires or whatever, that it's more often shared with others
mm-hmm.
than on your... Like, you feel it more when you're sharing the joy with other people and having that connection that you were talking
mm-hmm.
about than
mm-hmm.
if you're just by yourself.
By yourself. Right,
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where... And I've had to think about, you know, what brings you joy? What does it?
Yeah. Because they said this too, is you experience becoming more fully yourself. And I was thinking about that. It's like, well, people say you have a childlike joy, you know, joy. Yes. And if you children are who they are.
Yeah.
There's no filter yet. You know, and they just, oh my God, you just look at Charles at any time. He gets so freaking excited.
So excited.
It is crazy. And I'm like, that's the joy. That's joy. And they're outwardly showing it. And mm-hmm. I mean, not that as an adult you have to say, but I think children are so fully themselves and they're going to feel all of that in the present moment.
And they don't,
all the time.
They don't worry about what somebody else is going to think of them getting excited about it.
Exactly. So joy is becoming more fully. It's like something you're fully into and like, joyful about.
You feel it in that moment.
Yes.
And your body feels it.
Feels it. Yes.
The body can sense that.
I mean, I would say for me, it's not the whole concert, but at some moment in any sort of, especially classical, but pretty much any concert, you know, I go to pop concerts too, but like there's a moment in that show where I'm just like, this is the best ever. You know, it's like, and you feel that joy. You're like, oh, I love the song or I love this part or whatever. Like you just love something about it and you have that moment. And not that, I mean, because you can't just have that.
You can't have do the whole concert. Time. No.
But there's always a moment at least that we're just like, oh, this is awesome. And I feel like experiences can bring that to you.
Right.
And then, I mean, this is sappy, but honestly, for me, it's like if I'm away and I think of Charles, joy. Most of the time. Most of the time.
When it's
it's really hard to think about. I think of the feelings of like some of our pets the first time we got them and just the joy you feel like, oh, this is my cat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So good. Yeah. You know, like little things like that.
It is small things. And I find that too. Of course, I can think of Charles and have that those moments, you know.
Yes.
I can think of you and Lauren and have those moments, Paul. And I think for me, I'm more aware of looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when something begins to bubble up to go, this is
like, let it happen, let yourself feel it, don't push
not
it down,
push it down,
yeah,
just be in this. And I also don't have to cling to it, because something you loses it when you just, I'm gonna do it again and again. It's like, oh no, it'll come again,
it'll come,
surprise you,
yes,
and it will surprise you,
yes.
And I think that's part of the joy too, is it can't be manufactured.
No, but I think what you're talking about is there was they talked about in the paper you can have a disposition. There are people who have more of a disposition for joy and feel it more often. And so it's like, how do we create that disposition? But I think kind of what you're talking is like, you know, it can always just be there ready. And then when you feel it, like, let it happen. Like, don't just push it down, you know?
And
you can let
maybe that's when you're more yourself. You allow yourself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get into that, you allow yourself the sorrows too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's part of it. Sometimes, one of the things I was reading, it was talking about the connection that you have with other people.
Yes.
And that as you pursue a hobby, sometimes you're working on something.
Yeah.
And there's just this moment of, this is fun.
Yes.
It's more than fun. There's just this little bit of joy. I can remember, you know, I play at the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sometimes when it's just like,
into a groove. And
And there's this joy of, I'm making music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happy. It's joy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stay forever.
Different. No.
And then it goes because I hit the wrong note.
Because then you mess up.
But it's like, this is joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
So it can be something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it really, you have to start looking for that.
Yes.
And then one of the, so we've talked about joy.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Okay, when we were in Collierville.
Oh, God.
This, we had a guy that was doing some work on our home.
Yeah.
And he was talking, he said, and Joey, and I thought, who is Joey? He kept talking about Joey.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know who he was talking about. Well, finally it hit me. He meant
Joy,
who was our realtor.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh, Joey. So now I'm saying Joey like he did.
Oh, my gosh.
But
that's so bad.
I know. Isn't that awful?
It's awful.
But
that's
joy
funny.
And sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I read about
says
that they go hand in hand.
Yes.
And
they had some quotes in the article. And one of the quotes, joy results from the recognition that suffering and sorrow are vital to one's life story. Because they were talking about putting joy in your life story. Mm-hmm. But, and so it's like you have to, that suffering and joy, they're both part of the narrative. Yeah. You know,
I can remember taking philosophy class. And it was, I think we talked about it in one of my religion classes too. How do you know joy if you don't know sorrow? How do you know sorrow if you don't know joy? They define each other.
Yeah.
And Cahil Gibran has a thing in the in his book, The Prophet, that he has a poem in there that is really good, and I'm not going to read it all.
Yeah,
but he talks about, I would advise, it'd be a great thing to look at if you want to, and it'll be a link on our website. But he talks about they come from the same well. They come from the same deep place.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of, I know it the older I'm getting, sorry to say that, but I think no matter what age you are, you have the opportunity to, if you allow yourself to feel the sorrow, when joy comes, it's so much more welcome.
Yeah.
And I don't have to push sorrow away because joy will come.
Yes.
And I don't have to cling to my joy
because
it'll come back. Sorrow is a part of that.
Yes.
And I was thinking about when, after my mom died, and Dad came for Christmas, and he was like, oh, I just don't want to be a downer. I'm sorry, you know. And I thought, no, because we hold them both.
Yeah.
I can hold your sorrow, and then the Sanders came over. Remember, we always do our we used to do our Christmas carol and singing at the piano, and they still came over and did that.
And that was that. Great.
Those are moments of joy. So in that,
yes,
you can have both.
Yes,
and you can hold both.
And I think it's being open to both. You know, everybody likes. I don't know. I feel like more often people sit in the sorrow. You know, and then maybe there's this joy that comes along, but they don't, like, they turn it away, like they don't want it. And I feel like that happens more often than people just being joyful all the time and turning the sorrow away. No. I think that's harder to do.
it is, and I don't think, because I'm thinking of one particular person, that always is going to put that smile. I did it, and it's like you're not going the other places.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not authentic.
And I
think
people can tell. you know, and it's like people
can
tell.
It's the sorrow and suffering in our stories that connect us as human beings.
Yes. I mean, I just think, I will say, I feel like our family is just such a good example because there have been losses, you know, in our family.
We have had
several, both sides, all like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I know, and that's how
tragic
a lot of people's lives are as well.
Right.
Even at the funerals, even right after, like, we are finding some story, something to laugh about all the time.
Yes.
You know, it's just, and I feel like that's such a good, it's just, I feel like it's healthy. I feel like some people are like, why aren't you sad enough? It's like, we felt that. We have felt the sad.
We have
dealt with that. Now is the time for us to try and get a little.
And find the joy, even in the midst of, like I said, in the losses, there's moments of these laughter and joy because I think it's because when you've loved someone and you've done this and you're lucky to have loved them. And there, if you really did, then you knew that person. And there were moments of laughter with that person.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't forget those.
Yes.
And those are part of the sorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how to, I don't know how to describe it any.
I know. It's hard to be super specific. You kind of just have to feel it.
But you do. And it's not a ignoring the sorrow.
Yeah.
Because you're living that fully. And that, I think, is what makes us also do the joy. But I know there are times in my life when I have let me wallow.
Yes. Yeah.
And it didn't serve anything.
I know. I think you have to, like, go through that. Everybody, I'm sure, has situations that make them just wallow. And then you somehow get out. But then when it happens again, you're like, did that wallowing really serve me? Did it really do anything, add anything to my life? Generally, no. You need to feel it and let it out. But as soon, you know, I just feel like once that happens, okay, let's look for some positives, you know, but, or else you're stuck.
Because even in the worst, in the awful tragedies of that I've experienced personally, there are these moments of, I'll call them joy and grace, because it's, oh, you're not alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this will still make you smile.
Yeah, and I'm thinking now, I'm trying to think
of, like... But I have to look for them.
You do, you have to look. I'm trying to think, like, situations, I feel like if someone loses a job and doesn't have a backup ready, like, that's, I feel like a moment where you get into sorrow.
Yes.
Rightfully so. And then, you know, it's somehow, you still, you sorrow and you can sit with it, and then finding, maybe you, you know, maybe a friend comes over and hangs out, like, find some joy in that. Maybe, you like go to your favorite coffee shop once, maybe you're filling out job applications while you're there, but you know, relish in, oh, I just got myself my favorite drink today and that feels good. You know, it's like
going out for me, if I can step outside, if there's sun on that day, if I can just step outside and feel a little breeze or a little sun,
feel a little joy.
I love that.
Yes.
I just do. Yes. And then it,
and it's a moment. I also feel like, I mean, this is a personal growth, and I think spirituality has to do with personal growth. I feel like for me, it's a little easier to get out of the sorrows knowing that there's something out there that has your back anyway. You know, it's like I can be joyful that, you know, stepping outside, oh, look at this, you know, beautiful flower that's right there that was created. Okay, this world is bigger than me. I can get out of my sorrow because it's going to keep going. The world's going to keep going. I can keep going. It may be hard, and it's not like you can't stop and be sad for a little bit and then pick yourself up again. You know, it's not a straight path.
But again, see, that joy is a connection to something beyond you. It's not just a connection to other people. It's a connection to nature and creation. Yeah. And if you've got that spirituality, you can connect with that. And if not, there's other ways and things that people connect. But I think somewhere on that line, that spirituality of, there's something greater than me, and I can look at, you know, at something growing through the pavement and go, hmm, how about that?
And I think, like, let's say you're, you know, you're not the person at the moment that's in the sorrow. In the paper, they said that there has been research that happiness spreads up to 3 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. So they're saying potentially maybe joy, they haven't studied it, but joy could do that too.
I mean, they show, there's been studies where people are watching laughing babies or something, and they get that too. And babies, we mirror each other.
Cats, cat videos.
Cat videos, sure. There you go. You know, I mean, we do mirror.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
So it does, I think we can spread that in an authentic way.
Yeah,
Definitely. And so I saw this, and I'll link this as well, but there are 5 ways to have more joy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what is funny is throughout our podcast.
Yes. Have we touched on
there
a lot of
is
them?
There's a recurring thing.
Okay, okay.
That is keeps coming up. And it is, we have a choice.
Yes.
We have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can choose joy. And I think I'm going to, at some point, have Julie or my sister-in-law come and talk, because she chooses joy. But we, no matter what growth, personal growth we want to work on, it's the choice we're making.
Yes.
Am I going to see the small things that are just amazing, that can bring joy?
Yeah.
Or am I not? So one of the first thing it talks about is to recognize that you have a choice.
It
starts with knowing that we have a choice to tap into this wellspring anytime. It is always
there. It's always there.
Whether it means I can turn a song on that will make me laugh or smile or cause a memory.
Yeah.
Going outside, if you're a person of earth, get out there and dig.
Yes.
You know, that brings, my grandmother had great joy doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do like to pull weeds, and somehow it does bring me a bit of joy Not many, just like three.
Just like three, and it's like, okay, I've cleaned up enough.
And I did. That's my quota for the day. But, you know, even if the world seems to be spinning out of control,
yeah,
we have permission. I think that's just it. Oh, I shouldn't be happy. This is, look at all the yuck around.
No, but you have permission to choose it. Yeah,
we have that permission to, we can feel joy. Yeah. It doesn't put anything else aside, right. But we have that.
Yeah, that's good.
So then it's to nurture your inner joy. We are, as you mentioned, babies, we are born with this.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, to laugh and to have joy. You get acquainted with the innate spirit. So you get acquainted with that feeling.
Mm.
And how am I going to nurture that?
Right.
What is it that brings me? What is one thing every day that I can feel joy about? Or I can see it, and feel it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is interesting. This comes back to remember to breathe.
Yes.
Babies engage in belly breathing all the time.
Yes. I know, I just did one.
Breathing from our center, not shallow.
I know, one big thing is like you don't want to raise your shoulders when you breathe because that's a shallow breath.
Yeah.
That's not how, no, you have to.
It's some diaphragm thing. It's singers diaphragm. Probably know this, right?
And brass players, that's how and I learned brass it. You have to breathe down into your belly and then you can exhale and kind of push it out.
And it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to so practice that because I think I.
Yeah, if you take a deep breath and go, and raise your shoulders, that's not a deep breath.
Okay.
That's not it. No. Your belly has to go out.
I'm going to practice.
Yes. Good.
My belly going out.
I know, everybody. Okay. And that's why people don't do it.
Do it because
our society is so self-conscious about that.
Crazy.
But no, you got to let your belly out.
Yeah, got to get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to practice. Fourth thing is engage in simple pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
Trying out a new recipe for those of you who like to bake. Petting a neighborhood dog.
Yeah.
Allowing yourself a moment just to be.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that.
Yes. So, I mean, there are these things. Yeah. And finally, this one is interesting. Slow down. It says, research shows that slow is faster. And fast is merely exhausting.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it is.
When you slow down, my thought is, when you slow down, you experience things then.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gone through life and at times and gone, what did I even have to eat today?
Yes.
What have I even done? And it's not because I have a bad memory. It's because I just sped through the day.
Yes.
I checked my list off. I did my things. Mm-hmm. And I may have talked to people. I don't even know.
Yes.
What the conversation was. I thought that was interesting to slow down. And this will be on our website. This is called The Hidden Power of Joy by Christine Holbaum.
Okay.
But I will have that out there. But I thought that was really interesting to slow down, to be in the moment, to make the choice to seek the joy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It is a choice.
And it doesn't... The other thing that caught me was that happiness seems, at times, to cost money.
Yes.
Joy does not.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Joy tends to be with the free things.
Yeah. And I also, so with this joy, and I've got a poem I'll read later, but with this joy and sorrow thing going on, and you know I'm a crier, but I cry when I'm happy.
Sad.
When I feel those joyful moments, you'll know it because the...
Yes, the tears come.
But I also, I've let the sorrow rise more easily.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
And experience it. And it's not all...
It's all bad.
It's not bad.
No.
It means that I'm experienced. To me, the more I experience the joy and the sorrow, the more fully I am living.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day about, you know, what was going on. And I said, you know, this is great. This is hard. This is great. This is...
Yeah.
I said, I am just living fully at the moment.
I love that. I'm living
fully. And that's what it was.
Yes.
I didn't have to ignore one. I didn't have to do... This is hard. But you know why this is hard? Because I've loved.
Yeah.
And I have And yeah. I care.
Yes.
And I'm connecting with human beings.
Yeah.
And the world around me.
Yeah.
Nature, whatever it may be.
Which gives you a lot of ups and downs. Yeah.
It does. Sure. But that's, life's not this.
No. No.
It's this.
Spiral.
You know, it's spiral and crazy. And it's not a ladder you go up and achieve. You know, it's.
Yes.
It's constantly learning and relearning. Mm-hmm. And I don't, yes. There's great joy to that.
Yeah.
There really is.
So good.
Yeah, but really, y'all look at that.
Yes.
What I call it?
Oh, the poem?
Khalil Gibran poem, Sorrow and Joy.
Okay.
Jarring Sorrow. Yes. You'll find it if you
so read that, up. And then...
This is another thing that, by Mary Oliver, who, incredible poem, she died, and I say recently, my memory is probably a year or so, but... She put, this is her poem, says, don't hesitate. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed, or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back. That sometimes something happens better than all the riches or power in the world. It could be anything, but very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of it, of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb.
Oh. It's not made to be a crumb.
By Mary Oliver. So it's not this little bitty thing.
It can be big.
It can taste like a wonderful bite of pound cake.
Oh, yes.
Not the crumb left on the plate.
Yeah.
You know? Joy.
Yeah.
It.
That's a good image.
Isn't it?
I like it.
It's not meant to be a crumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And in the midst of all the stuff that goes on. We're not ever going to talk about politics, but we know the season's coming up.
Ugh, yeah.
And that's stressful on a lot of people on every walk of an area of life.
Yeah.
But there is joy.
Yeah, you can find it.
We can find the joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our message. Choose some joy this week.
Choose it.
For sure.
Think about it. I think that would be a good thing to think about is answering the question, what brings you joy.
Yes. Yeah.
Name a few of them.
Yeah.
So as many as you, and then seek those out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do that.
Put that challenge on Instagram for sure.
Yes.
Yes. So you can find us website at incompleteguy.com. You can always email us at incompleteguy@gmail.com. Our Instagram, Patreon, we're continuing to send out meditations, usually every other week, to our paid subscribers. And so what's going to happen is next week we'll have another episode. We aren't sure what that is yet, but we will soon. And then the month of May is coming, which is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Correct.
And so we'll be doing like a whole 4-episode series on different mental health topics. So you have that to look forward to.
And just know that mental health is it can be a heavy topic, but there's joy and there's laughter among it.
You're so
you know,
good.
There really is.
Yeah.
And we've gone through, I mean, it's a personal thing. So I know.
We know. That is...
I'm just going to say.
Thanks for tapping into that now. Oh, my gosh. Find some joy this week. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
When we take a breath from the belly and take a listen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of An Incomplete Guide to Personal Growth. There are many ways you can stay connected. Follow us on Instagram at An Incomplete Guide Podcast, where you can sign up for our email list and get posts that delve deeper into our weekly topics. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast page wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would really appreciate a rating and sharing us with your family and friends.
We're so glad you chose to spend your time with us and hope there was a thought, a resource, or a laugh that you can take on your journey. We'll be here every Tuesday for you to take a breath and take a listen.